的场景。Then we see 伊甸园，以伊甸园。
The Garden of Eden Gedi, the third scene.
然后最后呢，又回到耶路撒冷。
And then lastly, we return back to Jerusalem.
那回到耶路撒冷的时候
，When you return back to Jerusalem,
你会碰到三个谷交汇。
You will see the intersection of three valleys.
西伦西谷
，the Kidron,
新嫩谷
，the Hinnom,
跟中央山谷
，and then the Central.
那里因为有许多的水流经过那里
，because much water flows through those，
就好像三道的水经过格尼撒冷一样。
So just like the three bodies of water going through Gennesaret。
所以弟兄姊妹，如果这一带就是核桃园的话
，if this area is the Valley of Nuts，
在耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷。离开王宫不远的地方
，close to the palace。
所以大概是这样四个场景。
So we have these 14。
所以这个四个场景解释了第一章，你看见。
So you know these four scenes, describe chapter one.
然后你再去读尼弟兄的解释。
Then when you read Brother Nee's
interpretation, 读 Ben Louis 师母的解释
，or Sister Pen Louis,
读戴医生的解释
，or Brother Hudson Taylor,
那个解释还在。
That explanation is still there.
但是问题，因为这些背景就强化了那个里面属灵的意思。
So then, because of the background that it creates.
Strengthens
the background.
所以结果呢
Then you understand this book even more.
所以这个就是我们讲到整个的地理的场景。地理的背景
gives us the background of the setting of geography.
那么讲完了地理背景以后
So once you see the setting and the geography,
它明显的它有个历史的背景
Then very clearly there's a historical.
这里讲的所罗门
Because.
这个所罗门是个历史上的人物。
Here we know that Solomon is a historical figure.
他先说到所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌。
It says the Song of Songs, which is Solomon.
这歌是一个人写的，那个人名叫做所罗门。
This song was written by a person.
没有一个人怀疑所罗门不是历史的人物。
Nobody doubts that he is a historical figure.
所以就这么明白吗？如果是预言的话。什么名字都可以。
If this is an allegory, then any name is fine.
不一定要所罗门。
It doesn't have to be Solomon.
但是不。
But no.
必须是所罗门才可以。
It has to be Solomon.
为什么
？Why?
因为所罗门的经历跟大卫的经历不一样。
Because Solomon's experience is different than David.
大卫是南征北讨，是个征战的王。
David is a warrior.
但是所罗门的那是平安的王。
But Solomon is a peaceful king.
主第十字架就是大卫所预表的。
When the Lord was hung on the cross, that is what David typified.
他在十字架上就伤了撒旦的头。
Because on the cross he bruised the serpent's head.
他从死里复活。
He rose from the dead.
复活升天基督就是所罗门所预表。
And the risen Lord is what Solomon typified.
所以主才说看啊，这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
He said, Look, so behold, one who is greater than Solomon.
因为有一个人叫所罗门。
Because there is one person named.
所以你用这个所罗门来解释更大的所罗门。
So you use this Solomon to explain the one who is greater than Solomon.
所以不能什么人都可以。
It's not anybody to do
that. 你说只要一个男的女的就可以，没有这件事。
You say just a man or a woman? No.
你不能是新郎跟新妇就可以，没有这件事。
You say the bride or the bridegroom?
他必须所罗门。
No, it has to be Solomon.
他必须苏拉密。
And it has to be the Shulamite.
所罗门是个人。
Solomon is a person.
历史的人物。
Is a historical figure.
苏拉密也是历史的人物。
Shulamite is also a historical figure.
那很可惜，中文圣经上的苏拉密画了一张照，好像是地理，这是个地名一样。
But unfortunately, in the Chinese translation, it almost makes it sound like the Shulamite is a place.
但是地名也可以是人名，人名也可以地名。
But a name, a place name, and a person's name are interchangeable.
但是个地名。
Dan is a place name.
但是呢，但这个支派是个人。
But Dan, the tribe, is a person.
那么主耶稣是拿撒勒人。
Jesus is a Nazarite.
所以那个地方后来就叫拿撒勒。
And therefore it was called Nazareth.
拿撒勒人什么意思呢
？What does it mean, a man from Nazareth?
因为他就是在这个以赛亚书十一章所说的那个枝子 branch 那个枝子。
So it is the branch that is mentioned in Isaiah 11.
所以现在我们就清楚了。
Now we understand.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道说所罗门这个人物，苏拉密也是个人物。
And Shulamite are both historical figures.
所以不是随便的。
It's not done.
不错，有的时候讲的牧羊人跟牧羊女。
Yes, sometimes it talks about a shepherd and a shepherdess.
所以他说我的良人你在哪里牧羊？
And then, for she asked my beloved, where do you shepherd your
flock? 但有的时候是王带我进入内室。
But it's mother king who brings me into the
chamber.
But he is also king.
但是不管怎么样,
no matter what,
圣灵讲到所罗门的歌,
when it speaks of the song of songs,
也讲到所罗门的幔,
it also talks about the curtain of Solomon.
他说我虽然黑,
even though I am dark, I am lovely. Like the tent of Peter.
基大在哪里?
Where is Peter?
基大在沙地阿拉伯.
It is in Saudi Arabia.
你说沙地阿拉伯我没有去过.
You'll say, I never went to Saudi Arabia.
你不必到沙地阿拉伯.
But you don't have to go to Saudi Arabia.
你只要离开耶路撒冷不远, 犹太的旷野就像沙地阿拉伯.
A short distance from Jerusalem, the wilderness of Judea is just like Saudi Arabia.
所有基大帐篷很多都是山羊皮做的, 所以都是黑的, 到处.
And you'll see that many of those tents are made out of goat skin, which is dark.
我虽然黑,
even though I am dark,
但是确实秀美,
but I am lovely.
有什么秀美吧?
How am I lovely?
像所罗门的幔,
because I am like the curtains of
Solomon. 你到了所罗门的王宫，你看见到处所罗门的幔.
When you go to Solomon's palace, you see all curtains.
我在亚当里是黑的.
In Adam, I am dark.
但是我在基督里是美丽.
But in Christ, I am lovely.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这个幔子是所罗门的幔.
This curtain is the curtain of Solomon.
你不要说是新郎的帽子，新郎的帽子很多新郎那跟所罗门不一样的.
A lot of the bridegrooms are different than Solomon.
所以你看历史的背景是很重要的.
So it's very important to see historical background.
不仅如此,
not only that.
有一天所罗门结婚了.
One day Solomon was to wed.
他经过婚礼以后,
once he was wedded,
他的母亲给他戴上冠冕.
His mother put on a crown for him.
我想你都知道他的母亲是谁,
you know who his mother is, right?
然后呢, 最后, 圣经告, 最后, 然后他们就一同从王的大道, 从旷野里上来,
and then you see them go through the king's highway.
然后他们好像蜜月旅行一样, 最后一直到了黑母山上,
like a honeymoon, they went all the way up to Mount Hermon.
所以这就是第三章第六节, 一直到第四章的故事.
And we see that in chapter 3 verse 6 until chapter 4.
这个所罗门是实实在在的人。
Solomon was an actual person.
他的教是实在的教.
Palanquin is the actual palanquin.
那因为的的确确这里还形容，如果光讲教就不必形容了，对不对？
So if it's just a normal palanquin, you don't have to describe it.
他这里形容的又是金的又是银的.
It talks about gold here. It talks about silver.
那个cushion那个坐垫还是紫色.
And the cushion is purple.
那圣灵为什么这么仔细呢？
And why was the Lord so specific?
他就告诉我们，你不要随便解释的.
Don't just interpret any other way.
如果一个新郎很简单就完了.
If it were just a bridegroom, it'd be very simple.
但周围还有60个勇士.
But there are 60 valiant men.
不仅有新郎.
But not only is the bridegroom.
还有新郎的同伴.
And then there are the companions.
主耶稣所罗门.
Jesus is Solomon.
这个施洗约翰是他的同伴.
John the Baptist was his companion or friend.
施洗约翰就是60个勇士里面的一个.
John the Baptist was one of the 60 valiant.
所以明白吗?
You understand that?
为什么圣经要这样形容呢?
Why does the Bible want to describe that?
就是告诉我们说我们没有自由.
We have no freedom.
意思就是说,
in other words,
圣经的话是把它放在一个历史跟地理的背景下.
The word of the Bible is put behind with the background of geography and history.
那不止如此,
not only that.
最后我们知道圣经告诉我们说, 在巴黎哈门有一个葡萄园,
and then we also see a vineyard in Baal Haman.
他把葡萄园就交给别人,
and he has given that vineyard to someone.
他说园子也交给别人,
he has given other gardens to others.
很明显他把它交给苏拉米,
and very clearly he gives it to the Shulamite.
他一面爱苏拉米,
on one hand he loves the Shulamite.
他也忠心的, 忠心的最后把果子也交给他,
and faithfully has given the fruit at the very end.
所以这里告诉我们说, 所罗门是个园, 而且他有个园子, 还有葡萄园。
So we see that Solomon is a person, he has a garden, he has a vineyard.
所以这样我讲我们就清楚了。
So this to us makes it clear.
第一,你要知道说,
first we need to know,
今天我们可以用属灵的意思来解释雅各。
We can spiritually explain the Song of Songs.
但有两个可能。
Two things.
一个可能是它完全像预言一样.
So two possibilities. One possibility is an allegory.
就像伊索寓言那个预言一样.
Just like Ace of Fables.
那意义不重要.
But it is no.
人名也不重要.
People are not important.
属灵的意思最重要.
The most important is the spiritual meaning.
这就是二力根的 approach. 这是二力根是怎么读圣经?
That is how Oregon approached the study.
但是慢慢慢慢的就是我们学了功课.
But once we learn the lesson,
你看您昨天就解释就严谨的很多.
So Brother Nees was a lot more strict.
那么你像林牧师母也是如.
Ken Lewis as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？ 我们的自由越少。
So our freedom is lessened.
结果你发现我们越靠近与圣灵写雅各书要启示给我们。
So then we see the Holy Spirit revealing Song of Songs to us.
所以我们一定要把这些背景弄清楚。
So we need to have the background and the setting very clear.
然后从那个背景里面我们可以找到圣灵。
And through the background we can see the spiritual.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
告诉我们的雅各是一本历史的书。
It says the Song of Songs is a historical book.
曾经发生的地上的一本一卷书。
It's a book that has depicts things that have happened to
you. 像出埃及记一样。
Just like Exodus.
以色列人是过红海的。
The Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
有些人说不要紧啊，以色列过红海的不重要。
Some people say it's not important that they cross the Red Sea.
反正一个属灵意思告诉我们，把埃及留在背后就好了。
And the spiritual meaning simply means that you throw Egypt behind you.
所以虽然有人批评说，哦，这个不可能，以色列人从红海经过。
And many people criticize and said there's no way the Israelites cross the Red Sea.
好多基督徒就投降了。
And then many Christians will give up.
这不重要，这个都不重要。
Oh, that's not important.
要紧就是属灵意思最重要。
The importance is the spiritual meaning.
你知道他们非，你知道仇敌非常狡猾。
You know the enemy is very sly.
他不知不觉的就把我们的旧约许多的圣经的部分都认为就不是历史。Unbeknownst
to us, he tries to make history in the Old Testament something that is not there.
是不也这样啊?
The same thing with the four gospels.
他们相信保罗的书信。他们相信保罗。They believe the epistles of Paul.
They believe the Christ in them. In their faith.
但他们不相信历史上的耶稣吧?
They do not believe in the historical Jesus.
明白吗?
Yes,
你需要告诉我们说四福音的历史不一定真的。
You didn't say the four gospel history is not true.
但是耶稣教训是好的。
But Jesus' teaching is good.
你要转过脸来。
You are to turn around the teaching.
你要这样要那样。
You need to do this.
这是好的。
It's good.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你这样讲的话，
If you say that,
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那就是四福音就像预言一样。
The four gospels are like an allegory.
所以这就是仇敌要做的事。
This is what the enemy wants to do.
约拿不也这样。
Same thing with Jonah.
约拿三天三夜在鱼肚子里。
Jonah was in the stomach of the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. They say that's not possible.
你知道这为什么不可能?
Why is it not possible?
这是谁闯的祸？是翻译。 新定本,King James圣经的人,他们闯的祸。
And the problem arises from those who translated the King James Version.
那么在新约马太福音讲到,这个鱼在肚子里面,三天三夜,它在原文是 sea monster,是一个海中的一个巨物,一个很大,很庞然大物。
So in the New Testament, when it describes the fact that Jonah was in the belly of the fish, that fish was actually the word of the sea monster.
圣经从来没有说是个鲸鱼啊。
The Bible never said it was a whale.
因为鲸鱼满嘴都是牙齿啊。
Because the whale has full of teeth.
而且它的喉咙就棒球那么大。
And its throat is actually the size of a baseball.
你看，如果真的把这个约拿吞进去的话，
If Jonah was really swallowed by a whale,
他说对不起，我把约拿变得小了，被他吞进去了。
Oh, then maybe be sorry, I made him very small.
所以很多人这是不可能的。
They said it's impossible.
这是翻译的错。
But that's because of the translation error.
你知道，其实呢，在地中海啊。
In the Mediterranean,
有好几种鲸鱼啊。
There are several types of whales.
有一种鲸鱼根本没有牙齿。
There's one type of whale that doesn't have teeth.
它可以把一条马吞在它肚子里。
It can swallow a horse.
如果把马吞在肚子里面，那么把这个约拿吞在肚子，没什么稀奇。
So it's no different if they can swallow a horse, then they can definitely swallow Jonah.
神的话就是神的话。
God's word is God's
word. 我们相信三天三夜约拿的确在鱼肚子里。
We believe 3 days, 3 nights Jonah was in the belly of a fish.
有的人确实不可能。
Some people say it's impossible.
我们要帮神的嘛。
We need to help God.
我们不要让世界笑话。
We don't want to be ridiculed.
所以他们怎么说呢？
So what did they say?
约拿其实什么？ 约拿其实就是一个预言。
So then they say, Jonah is but an allegory.
你看,没有关系的。
No problem.
要紧是可以看作主耶稣三天三夜从死里复活。
But it's just to represent that Jesus was dead and rose in 3 days.
你明白吗?
Do you see that?
所以现在你懂吧?
Now you
see. 你怎么读出埃及记?
How do you read it?
你怎么读出埃及记?
How did you read Exodus?
Try contribute Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
In Genesis, you have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
Try to give you Moses.
And Exodus, you have Moses.
有会幕,
you have tabernacle.
后来有圣殿, 有大会, 有所罗门,
Temple, David, Solomon.
那是去死。你说我们难道读以色列历史吗?
Are you saying we study history of Israel?
告诉以色列历史是有什么帮助呢?
How does history help us?
但是不要忘记,
don't forget.
那是根基啊。
That's a foundation.
你开始过约旦河,
once you cross the Jordan, that's the reality.
这个死海也真的是
crossing